2 Chronicles, chapter 14. And Abijah lay with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son reigned in his place. In his days the land enjoyed rest for 10 years. Now Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. And he removed the foreign altars and the idolatrous raised sites, and he broke the idolatrous statues up, and he cut the phallic parks down. Then he told Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to observe the law and the commandments. And he removed from all the cities of Judah the idolatrous raised sites and the sun images. And the kingdom enjoyed rest before him. And he built fortified cities in Judah, although the land enjoyed rest, and he did not have war in those years, because the Lord gave him rest. And he said to Judah, "We will build these cities, and we will encircle them with a wall and towers and doors and bolts, while the land is still before us, for we have sought the Lord our God. We sought him, and he has given us rest all round." So they built and prospered. And Asa had an army bearing shield and spear from Judah, 300,000 strong, and from Benjamin bearing the buckler and drawing the bow, 280,000 strong, all these being valiant warriors. Then Zerah the Ethiopian went out against them with a force of 1,000,000 and 300 chariots, and he arrived in Mareshah. So Asa went out to confront him, and they drew up for battle in the valley of Zephatha, in Mareshah. And Asa called on the Lord his God, and said, "O Lord, it is nothing to you to help, whether a large number or whether those without strength. Help us, O Lord our God, because we have relied on you, and in your name we have come against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man obstruct you." And the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people who were with him pursued them as far as Gerar, and so many of the Ethiopians fell that they had no sign of life, for they were crushed before the Lord and before his battalion. And they carried away a very large quantity of spoil. And they attacked all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of the Lord was on them. And they spoiled all the cities, for there was much spoil in them. And they also attacked the tents of cattle. And they captured sheep in abundance, and camels, and they returned to Jerusalem.